in the short run, what it says to me is that there's something going on that may be affecting Governor Corey's fundraising totals. In the second quarter, I do think HB2 may have affected his fundraising totals. That was when all the controversy, both statewide and nationally, was happening. And he is the face of HB2, even though he may not have initiated it. He became the person who was most identified with it. And I think Roy Cooper's numbers could also be reflecting some HB2 impact, because he stood out against HB2. So for that period of reporting, I'd say that may be what's going on. But if you take a step back and look at the trend, this is where I think Governor Corey may be a little concerned, because since 2015, Roy Cooper has reported stronger fundraising totals than Governor Corey, which is kind of unusual for an incumbent governor.
I mean, Roy Cooper is no newcomer to the political scene here, so he has some of that same name recognition. But is this out of the ordinary a little bit?
A little bit out of the ordinary in terms of, he is the incumbent. Republicans want to reelect Governor McCrory. On the other hand, if you look back historically in North Carolina, Democrats have done well in statewide fundraising. You go back to Beverly Perdue, and before that, Michael Easley, and before that, Jim Hunt, always raised significantly more money for their gubernatorial bids than did their Republican counterparts. So I think what we've got going on here is Governor Corey may not be doing as well as you might expect, but historically, Democrats, particularly well-known Democrats like Roy Cooper, even when they're not incumbents, tend to do quite well. I would put one little asterisk on the fundraising, in that because so much fundraising today is done by outside groups, even though the governor may be in a deficit in terms of his fundraising totals and cash on hand, he's getting pretty strong support from the Republican Governors Association and some other outside groups. So, that's going to kind of balance a little bit of his fundraising deficit.
This is a race that really has eyes on it around the country. It's kind of seen as the premier gubernatorial race in the nation by a lot of people, and one that really could go either way. So these numbers that we're seeing from the individual campaigns, I imagine, will pale in comparison to the outside money that came in similar in situation to the Senate race from a couple of years ago. Is that a fair parallel?
Yeah, it's a very good parallel. I mean, the mere fact that Hillary Clinton chose to campaign in the state last week with Barack Obama, and Roy Cooper and Deborah Ross appeared at that rally, I think was a sign that Democrats would like to take back the governorship of North Carolina. It's very unlikely they'll take back one of the chambers of the General Assembly, so they want to have some power back in the state. They have identified North Carolina, so you are seeing a lot of money, not only state money coming into the Cooper campaign and into independent expenditure groups, but also outside money from the National Democratic Party and affiliated groups. So yeah, North Carolina's governor's race is probably going to be one of the most expensive in the nation and also the most watched.
Roy Cooper puts his numbers out with a statement from his campaign about the historic grassroots effort that they have underway and able to raise this much money. Meanwhile, the McCrory campaign response, quoting here, "Now we know why Roy Cooper hasn't been doing his job as Attorney General." Is any of that surprising to you, or is that just the little pecking back and forth that we're going to see as this really heats up?
That's typical campaign spin. I mean, Democrats would like to show that they have a broad base in North Carolina, and so the Cooper campaign will talk about how many North Carolinians gave to the campaign, how many counties were represented in the fundraising totals. And that line of attack from the McCrory campaign is, we'll see that carry through Election Day, that since Roy Cooper as Attorney General has chosen not to prosecute some pretty high-profile cases, the claim is he's not really doing his job, he's politicized the Attorney General's office. So I think, even though we saw it surrounding the fundraising totals today, these are going to be standard campaign lines from now until November.
Can you put these fundraising numbers into context for us in terms of the overall election? It's something to talk about here in mid-July, so we're talking about it. But is this an important barometer?
It is. I mean, we saw, for example, in 2014, terms of Senate race spending. You know, the money that comes into campaigns is a sign of how close it is and how significant people see the races. So, you know, fundraising totals, I mean, Roy Cooper did have a great second quarter. Pat McCrory didn't have a bad second quarter, just in relative to Roy Cooper. You know, the third quarter numbers, which carries through the end of September, will be important to watch because, you know, that leads right into the last few weeks of the election. So I think as we look at fundraising totals from now until the end of September, you know, it's important to keep our eye on that, not just because it may say something about the closeness of the race, but the significance of the race overall.
Is there anything else we need to be keeping an eye on here as we do sit a few months out from the election, but you know, it'll sneak up on us before too long here?
Yeah, well, just as we look at the fundraising totals, we need to look at the expenditure totals. The Cooper campaign in particular has started advertising. Some outside groups have started advertising for Governor McCrory. So cash on hand is pretty high right now. We'll start seeing a little bit more spending, particularly as we get into late August, early September. Just keep an eye on, you know, those kind of numbers as well, because, you know, the person doesn't win the race by having the most money in the bank. It's choosing how to spend their money.